Hey guys, what's up? Oh, jeez, already I gotta. Sorry. Okay, fix that. Right, okay. So I saw this questionnaire by Mr. Seven. He posted another questionnaire, and I kind of like his questionnaire, so I decided to do this one. But at the beginning of the questionnaire thingamadoodle, he wrote, "Don't cheat and read the questions ahead of time." So. When did he post this? Oh no, he just posted it yesterday. Okay, so I'm fine. Oh my god, I suck at time. I thought he posted this like 2 days ago or something. So anyway, so I guess I'm not like too late. I wanted to do this one because, questionnaires. Good stuff. Oh jeez. So yeah, here we go. I haven't read these yet. And I have been avoiding reading the comments because I think people are like posting their answers and I don't want to read their answers because then I'm gonna have like possibly a small idea of what the questions are. Anyways, numero uno, polyamorous. Sometimes I suck at pronouncing stuff. My bad, guys. Polyamorous, multiple partner relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be I can't. Monogamous. There we go. Monogamous, single partner, or does a poly. I can't even right now. Polyamory? Polyamory? I'm so terrible. Sound like a thing you could get into. Wow. I think it would depend on the dynamic. Like right now I'm more into the one-on-one thing, just me and him. But Poly is definitely something that I could see happening at, possibly, maybe if, maybe it's a, I'd be open to the idea, I suppose I should say, not that I'm looking into that right now, because right now, it's just me and him. And I quite enjoy just me and him. Okay, that was. Did I answer it? I believe I did. Yeah, I did answer that. Okay. Two. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? I'd say a solid 4. Yeah. Not gonna get into that. Just a good old 4. 3. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic scripts to post on the internet. Do you think that because of this, we are perverts? Well, no. I don't think so. I think we're just all kind of more open and accepting of ourselves to be doing these type of things. Oh my god. no. I mean, sometimes I like jokingly call my friends pervy or doing that are doing stuff or poke fun at them and call them pervy, but it's not in a bad way, it's okay to be pervy. Yeah, and I don't think we're perverts for doing this. We're just, doing our thing, being open, expressing ourselves. This is art. Okay. 4. If reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated? Oh my god, I can't even right now. Reincarnated as in your next. lasting questions. I think I'd want to be an animal of some sort. But like, just really laid back animal. A nocturnal animal, most likely. So I'd probably be more like a scavenger type dealio. I could be a raccoon. Yeah. We'll go with that. I'll be a raccoon. Ooh, be a raccoon like Ralphie. In case you guys don't know who Ralphie is my stuffy. He's a raccoon. We cuddle. Okay, enough of that. Five. If you could choose any flavor for your cum / juice, today's like, what would it be? Maybe butterscotch. I like butterscotch. Butterscotch is yummy. So maybe that. Yeah. Go with butterscotch. Butterscotch. I also like just saying that. Okay, six. Six. Let's assume that humankind is given a definitive proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? I think it's kind of liberating in a sense, I suppose. Because then it's like, what happens is up to you. Like, anything that you do is on you. Any achievements you make is on you. That's all you. Anything bad that you do, it's something that you're gonna have to deal with. You can't blame anyone but yourself. You can't. It'll just be you. So I think it's more liberating. Seven. If you were in a horror film, who would you be according to the archetypes? I.e. the stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd, etc. I'm... Kato would be the virgin. Oh, man. But typically the virgin will either be like a sacrifice or survive the entire thing. And, you know, that's... You know, that's cool either way. Either way, I'm good with that. 8. You decide to make a romantic dinner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. Horizontal baby boogie. That's so funny. What is your go-to meal to cook? Well, Kato can cook, but she doesn't cook a lot. We could have, let's see, what is a good thing that I am very good at making? Pasta. Pasta is a good option. Pasta is pretty fast and easy to make, you know, which is cool. And you know, it's not something that I typically would get super messy either making or eating, so that's also a bonus because Kato is the messiest eater in the world. Like, seriously, every single time, get something on myself all the time. But then again, I don't think anyone really needed to know that. So yeah. Pasta. Pasta carbonara. Ooh, and cheesy bread? Yes. dinner. All right. That's it. Nine. If you were a Greek god, which would you be? Ooh. An excellent question. What's his name? The dude, the really awesome dude that makes all the stuff. What is his name? It's like, her. I'm not. Wait, just give me a second to think, because if I try to sound this out, it's gonna get weird. Give me a second. Let me figure out his name. Starts with an H. Shoot, shoot, shoot. Hephaestus? Hephaestus? I have no idea how to pronounce right now. Today is just not my day for pronouncing things. Oh my God. Yeah. But that guy, the blacksmith guy, because, you know, Kato does a lot of stuff with her. And it's like building stuff and things of that nature. So we're gonna go with that one. And because he's like super awesome and stuff. And also volcanoes. Who doesn't love volcanoes? Volcanoes and fire and metal smith slash blacksmith slash. I think he's also sculptors or something. Just like, what is that word? Artisan? Artisan works? Crafts? Sort of. Something like that. But yeah, that dude. He is cool. Oh, wait. Because Kato's a girl, is she supposed to choose a goddess? Because if that's what that. Nah. Don't want to choose a goddess. Whatever. That's my answer. The dude. That is who Kato shall be. Okay. Then. Ah, gosh darn it. It's a name. Rene Descartes? I absolutely positively suck at names. I'm sorry. I probably didn't pronounce that right at all. Okay, if we're just gonna say she. If she was sitting at a bar. Okay. The bartender. The. Gosh darn it. I got it. Calm down, or else my words are gonna sound funny. The bartender came over and asked if he would like. Oh, shoot. Is that a dude? I have no idea. Okay, we'll just start over. Start over. We're just gonna say person because I have no idea if that's a dude or a chick. Okay. Person was sitting at a bar. The bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not." And he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favorite joke? Oh, gosh. Oh, my favorite joke. My favorite joke, my favorite joke. Let's see, what is it? I don't really do jokes because I suck at telling jokes. I'm more of a pun person. Oh, jeez. Puns are a whole lot better for me to attempt because, you know. I don't know any jokes. This is terrible. Oh no. Oh gosh. Oh man. I have no idea. I am so sorry. This is like the worst. I'm the worst at taking questionnaires, apparently. I'm sorry if you guys are listening to this. This is like, oh my god, it's like 15 minutes, almost 16 minutes of just me. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm probably like a third of this is just me stumbling over pronunciations or something. Oh, Jesus. Okay. I don't know. My favorite joke. I'm pretty sure I have one. Give me a second. Okay. Oh yeah. All right. Okay. So this is one that I saw on on Tumblr. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I was dying at the time. I'm also like one of those people that you can tell any type of joke to, and I'm just gonna like die laughing all the time because I find several things hilarious, and it's like most likely annoying, but whatever. I'm a very highly easily amused person. Okay, so it's oh gosh, this is so lame. Oh my god, but I love it. It's so stupid. Okay. Right, it's what would I'm sorry. What would Voldemort's stripper name be? Horcrux. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Serious now. Right, anyways, okay. Next one. 11. What is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavor of Kool-Aid. That is purple flavor, and until the day I eat a grape that tastes like purple Kool-Aid. I refuse to acknowledge it as grape. Okay, yes. I completely agree with that. Grape is not a flavor of Kool-Aid. That's just a terrible thing. It doesn't even make any sense. I don't like it. There's like a bajillion packets of grape Kool-Aid in the drawer thingy because I refuse to make it. Just refuse it. Okay. Favorite flavor? Lemon lime? Probably because it's green. Either lemon lime or. Ooh, charcoal berry Finn. Yes! A really yummy flavor and it's really fun to say. Charcoal berry Finn. How amazing of a name is that? It's just like, yes, it's just pure awesomeness. It's a whole, like, I just love the name. Sharkleberry Finn. Who comes? So yeah. Answer. Sharkleberry Finn or lemon lime. Because amazing. 12. How tall are you? About 5'7", 5'8". I'm like closer to 5'8", but I'm still 7, so I guess technically it'd be 5'7", but I'm gonna argue for 5'8" because I am a lot closer to 5'8" than I am to 5'7". I will argue. I will argue with you about it. So don't argue with me. 13. If you were to go on a road trip, coming of age type story in which you faced incredible odds along with a plethora hilarious sexual and misadventures, who would be the three GWA users you would bring with you and why? Ooh. That's a great question. Let's see. Well, first of all, Kato does not drive, like, at all. I can, but, like, I'd really rather not. So I'd have to pick one really good driver, first of all. So, let's see. Mr. Woody! Mr. Woody supposedly is a great driver, and I listened to that one audio of him driving, and he sounded like a pretty amazing driver. And also, he had raspberries. So, yes, Mr. Woody would be one of the people. Yes. That's one. Let's see. Who is someone else? Someone really fun, also. GWA users. Does that include, like, commenters? Because if it does, I'm gonna have to choose Barn. I don't know if you guys know my things, my references to people. Well, I guess you should because, like, those are two easy ones to guess because it's Barn. What's his use? Let's seal it, Barney. Barn. And Mr. Woody is, of course, if only you would. Because, you know, who wouldn't? Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. Okay. So, yes. If commenters are allowed, I'm gonna take Barn also. And one more person. Tricky, 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 tricky. Who would be fun? Who would be amazing to go with? Because I got Mr. Woody and I got Barn. Those are all dudes. I don't really know the misses of GWA very well. I'd like to because they're all like really super awesome and rad, but like, I'm too shy. So I guess we'll have to wait on adding another female for now. Who is a person? Let's see, let's see, let's see. Sorry. Who is there? We could take. Gosh darn it, why don't I know people? Jeez. Okay, so first off, we have Mr. Woody, because excellent driver, and he has raspberries. I'm not sure if he's got raspberries all the time, but he seems like he'd have snacks, which is majorly important. Well, I guess also him driving would be majorly important for a road trip. Oh my god, I can't talk. And Barn, because Barn is like, he's Barn. You just can't not like Barn, because Barn is like awesome. Barn is like, Barn is like my best friend on Reddit, basically. Oh man. And someone else. One more person. One more person to bring with us. Let's see, who could get into adventures? Who would be someone great to go on sexual misadventures with? Wow. We could take Mr. Myth. Mr. Myth would be fun, I think. I'm not sure exactly a reason why, like a why. Because Woody, Mr. Woody, he's got the driving and the snacks. Barn is my best friend, so he's like obviously gotta go. And Mr. Myth, because Mr. Myth probably needs a break. And a road trip would be fantastic. So yeah, we'll choose them to go on a road trip with. And also, I'm pretty sure they all, like, drive pretty well, and that's, like, important, because we don't want to rely on one driver the entire time, because what if that one driver gets tired? I don't want someone tired behind the wheel for my own safety and for their own. So yes, they seem like excellent drivers, and because Kata doesn't drive, you know, we need excellent drivers and snack providers. And yeah, good stuffs. We'll go with them. Those three. I choose yous. Okay, that's it. Have fun. Oh, I just read that out loud. Okay, well, anyways, that was the thing. A whole 28 minutes of it. Oh my god, who listens to this? If you guys listen to this, that's like really awesome of you guys, because this is terrible and I was rambling like super hard and I stopped so many times to try to think and stuff. So yeah, okay, no more. This is it. This is the end. Bye-bye.